So before we move on to today's episode, I want to let you know that Milton is starting a new class. It is a 4-week introductory session on script analysis beginning March 8th. And for more info, you can email me at questionsformilton@gmail.com. If you are interested, if you want to register, if you just want more info, just email me, questionsformilton@gmail.com. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I'll tell you one thing. I guess it's kind of, this is kind of a no-brainer, and we know this, but the thing is that I kept saying, so what is it that takes it to the next level? What is it that takes everything to the this next level? And I think where we have to push ourselves is that we fall in love with the choice. The question that I asked Margot, which Walker was doing the starting the podcasts for the new year, and the one he's working on at the moment, and he said, you know, there's this question about when you only have one line, or I mean, you know, one page for an audition, or a page and a half. And so that's what I asked Margot about. And oddly enough, she said, you just throw it out there, something that you love. Maybe it's good, maybe it isn't. And I thought, yes, you make some choice, you commit to this choice, and you love the choice you make. And then she talked about some absurd choices she made for some of the shows she did. How she went way off, like when she did Sneaky Peek, how she went way off from what the showrunner thought. But nonetheless, one of the things we really have to get to, even Jed, who can rely on his accent as far as I'm concerned forever, but the thing that, I'll tell you something, the thing that I think separates the Brit actors who we all think are so great that are really good is there is a commitment to a choice that they love. And I think you have to say, do I love this? I think that's a part of it, that you don't feel like I have made a choice to make a choice. I have made a choice that I love and that I can't wait to play. I think a little bit too much we're trying to make a choice to make a choice. I mean, the one thing that I know is that nobody makes a choice because they all just get off a book and try to figure out how to say the lines. So the fact that you make any choice is going to put you ahead of anybody else. A wrong choice is going to put you ahead of anybody else because they have made no choices. They don't even know to make a choice. So the fact that we can make educated choices, I'm so glad you like that word, Karim. I've now added it to everything. It's like educated wandering, educated choices. The huge issue is I allow myself to explore what world I'm in, and therefore I make choices to feed that world, so that makes it an educated choice. So keep, you know, I would just say keep that in mind, because that's a thing. To me, we're trying to like get this motor going, we're trying to come to life, and it is this constant journey we're having about how do we do that. I mean, I loved what Margot said. She said, you just make some choice and go for it. And, of course, she's been doing it long enough she can. Although she was always that way. See, I mean, what Margot was saying was, if that's all you have to go on, then that's all you have to go on. So make a stab at it. But the reason you're able to do it is because you're confident about what you can do. I mean, that's what all this work is for. Oh, I know, another story. So, late last night, we were having a discussion. Jack, my friend Jack is a writer, and they were talking about someone that was at Thanksgiving at Margot's, and it was the father of the guy that her daughter's dating, and he's like an executive at Pepperidge Farms. And so Jack started telling me what the guy had talked to him about bread. And Jack, I mean, you know, we're very, very cynical Texans. So Jack was saying, I mean, do you know that how they know that a bread, they have to take it off the shelf? It's because of the, you know, and he went on about this and how Pepperidge Farm makes their bread and what the where the factory is. And I'm thinking, so has he lost his mind? But what happened was this executive was telling him about Pepperidge Farm bread, and he was so connected to it, and it excited him so much, he was passionate about it, that it made it interesting. And then Jack, the audience, didn't forget it. So, I mean, and that's really it. Even if we're talking about bread, if the right person is talking about it and they're interested in it, the audience will retain it. They'll get it. I am not going to have all of you bring in an exercise where you describe bread, but...
Makes me want to do an etude about sports for you.
Well, you know, the brilliant monologue in that play, Take Me Out, is about baseball. And it's historically brilliant. It made a star out of Dennis O'Hare. And what's his name? Ferguson is now doing it. And it's brilliant. And it's all about how incredible baseball is. So, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. We need to remember how to connect. We need to remember how to connect to keep it alive. Because that's what, you know, Margot Martindale was talking about. In a piece of script that they tell you absolutely nothing, you have to connect to something. And, you know, maybe when you first start out, you're not brave enough to connect to something, but you will be. I mean, you know, you do it, you do it, you do it. I've known Margot for 35 years, so it's like I've known her since she first arrived in New York. And so it's like doing it, doing it, doing it, doing it. And then if you do it, do it, do it, do it, then one day you say to yourself, that's, you know, oh, wait a minute, I get it. My ideas are as good as anybody else. I mean, what did I actually think? Leonardo DiCaprio had any ideas? So, exactly. So that's the whole thing. You know, so now I believe in me. But I believe in me because I need to, because I know how to work and I know how to access this. I'm very, in this next period of our lives together, I'm very much into all of us letting go into being in love, yes, sorry, Amanda, being in love with our choices. I just think you just can always tell. You can tell when actors are on stage and they're happy being on stage together. I think it's just very good for us to keep in the back of our mind. I need to fall in love with the choices I make, because if I fall in love with them, then I'm happy to do them. And it's almost like I want to bring them to the table. I want to be there with my choice.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer. And for more info on Jeffrey's work, you can go to jeffreykeezer.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can find us online, idontneedanactingclass.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, and you can continue to send your questions to Milton at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.